You've probably heard about the tax cuts President Trump signed into effect in 2017, which kicked in last year and lowered the tax bill for about two-thirds of all Americans. But Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance, says you may not have heard about the tax hikes Mr. Trump imposed in 2018. Rick, what tax hikes?
Tariffs. As we all know, Trump imposed tariffs on a variety of imported products last year. Totals around $300 billion worth of products that now come with a new tariff or a new levy. And those are taxes that are being paid by Americans. So some economists recently tried to put a price tag on this. They found that American importers and American consumers are paying about $3 billion per month in new taxes that come directly from the Trump tariffs. That's money that goes straight into the Treasury and comes out of the pockets of people who are running businesses and buying products here in the United States.
I guess not everyone pays those, right, depending on what you may or may not use in a given year?
That's right. The only people who pay those are the people who are buying those imported goods. And if you were to go back in time a year and a half, there was no way to know what categories of imports would suddenly be hit with new tariffs. The Trump administration was actually fairly careful when they singled out the products that would be bearing these new tariffs. So they did impose the tariffs largely on components of other products. So these are not there are no new tariffs on an iPhone, for example, even though that's made in China, because the Trump administration did not want to directly raise the price of consumer products in a way that would be obvious to people shopping for those products. So these are tariffs that, for the most part, are on component products. These are things that go into other products. So that means the producers can decide whether to try to pass the whole cost of the tariff on to the end purchaser or to just eat the cost.
Boy, this would have been the year to do it, though. Not that I support it, raising tariffs on iPhones or any smartphone, because it seems like there's no ceiling to what folks can charge these days for these things.
Well, you're actually right about that. And at a broader level, it looks like we now know economic growth in 2018 was around, I think it was 3.1%. That was the best in a fairly long time. So if you're going to do something like this, if you're going to actually raise costs on American producers and consumers, better to do it when times are good than when times are bad. But still, this is not a huge hit to the U.S. economy, according to economists who have now been able to quantify it. But it does push economic growth lower, and it does hurt some people. We've seen that it's hurting farmers who have to deal with retaliatory tariffs on products they sell overseas. Some manufacturers are now paying more for aluminum and steel, which means their costs are going up. So, you know, if the economy were a little bit weaker, I don't think President Trump would be able to get away with this, because it might be the thing that could tip the economy into a recession, or if we were in a recession, it would just intensify the pain with people. But he has gotten away with it so far.
We're speaking with Rick Newman, senior columnist at Yahoo Finance. He's written a piece entitled Trump's Hidden Tax Hikes, and it's a reference to tariffs that went into effect in 2018. For some folks, did those tariffs eat into the tax cut they were able to get?
Well, overall, so the tax cuts that Trump signed at the end of 2017 amount to about $150 billion worth of lower taxes per year, spread out across businesses and regular taxpayers and workers. So the tariffs, if they add $3 billion in new taxes per month, it's pretty simple. An economist have helped me with this. That's $36 billion in new taxes per year from the tariffs. So that offsets the $150 billion worth of tax cuts. Basically, you can lower that by the $36 billion of new taxes. That's about a 24% reduction in the tax cuts that Trump signed at the end of 2017.
Thanks, Rick. That is senior columnist Rick Newman from Yahoo Finance.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.